The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you. Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the heightened winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss Notre Dame coach Frank Leahy and Michigan State coach Biggie Mum, their coaching rivalry. When you consider the great coaching rivalries of all time in college football, what rivalries come to mind? Many of you would say, well, now, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, certainly. Yes, there were a few national championships involved. Most assuredly, that would count. But their winning percentages, each one hung up around 804, 805 winning percent here. Oh, Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler, what about them? Sure. But as far as national championships, not many, right? And each of these coaches had a winning percentage hovering around 770. Oh, Paul Bear Bryant, Joe Paterno. Oh, sure. National championships, absolutely. But how many times did they meet? And their winning percentages, well, 780 for Paul Bear Bryant, 750 for Joe Paterno. Go further back, Fielding Yost, Amos Landrell Stagg, or John Heisman, Pop Warner. Sure, absolutely. But how many times did they actually meet? See, did these choices that you came up with, or I came up with for you, did these choices, did these rivals, did these coaching rivals meet for five consecutive years? Were there six national championships in play between the coaches at the time of the rivalry? Were the two coaches' winning percentages Rockne-like, around 840 or so? Did Biggie Mum and Frank Leahy make your list? I would advocate they should make the list and hover right around the top of it. This is the story of the Biggie Mum and Frank Leahy coaching rivalry, a five-year coaching rivalry that impacted national championships between two of the greatest coaches of all time. So let's start right there. Who were the two coaches? Biggie Mum, Michigan State Spartans. He coached Michigan State for seven seasons. Coach Mum coached from 1947 to 1953. His record was 54-9-2, winning 84.6% of his games. And for clarity, Rockne-like numbers are 88.1%. In 1951 and 1952, Coach Mum's Spartans posted back-to-back undefeated untied seasons, each going 9-0, and they won consecutive national championships. His Spartans had a 28-game winning streak from 1950 to 1953. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame, and he was the 1952 AFCA Coach of the Year. And his best team was probably the 1952 Michigan State Spartans that played at the time of the rivalry. They won by an average score of 35-9. Let's turn to Frank Leahy, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He coached 11 seasons from 1941 to 1943, and then after World War II from 1946 to 1953. Frank Leahy won 85.5% of his games. For clarity, that's Rockne-like numbers at 88.1, where Rockne was at. Of the 11 national championships that Leahy coached for Notre Dame, he grabbed four of them. And he grabbed four of the seven Heisman winners. Frank Leahy's national championships, those four, are more than Rockne. Frank Leahy's six undefeated seasons at Notre Dame are more than Rockne. His 39-game streak without a loss is more than Rockne ever put together. And Rockne never did put together four straight undefeated seasons like Coach Leahy did at the time of the rivalry, I might add. His best team was also at the time of the rivalry, the 1949 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They won by an average score of 36-9. And if you want lore for Frank Leahy, if that is simply not enough for you, he was the last team or the last coach to defeat Oklahoma before they ran on that 47-game winning streak. And here's one more piece of lore. His four national championships are more than Coach Rockne, but he actually has six national championships, two as a player under Rockne and four as a coach. So let's go ahead and trace through this rivalry, but we'll start with the beginning of Leahy's coaching tenure at Notre Dame. In 1941, he is hired and he posts an undefeated season, 8-0-1. The next 2 years, 1942 and 1943, Frank Leahy's Irish goes 7-2-2 and 9-1. 2 year hiatus due to World War II brings you to 1946. Now, this was the year before Michigan State hired Biggie Mum. So we're close to starting to talk about that rivalry. In 1946, Notre Dame posted an 8-win, no loss, one tie season. They won the national championship and they didn't play in a bowl. 1947, here we begin. Almost the coaching rivalry. What do you mean almost, Jay? Okay. 1947, Michigan State hires Biggie Mum and he becomes head coach at Michigan State. But in that first year at Michigan State and Notre Dame do not meet. Well, Biggie Mum's Michigan State Spartans went 7-2. And Notre Dame, they were undefeated, 9-0, and a national championship. Now, Notre Dame didn't play in a bowl, but they won the AP national championship. And as I say, Michigan State started off with Biggie Mum with 7 wins, 2 losses. So enter 1948. This is when the rivalry began between Biggie Mum and Frank Leahy, between two of the greatest coaches of all time, each coach with a winning record of over 84% of their games. So we go to 1948, game one, October 9th, 1948, at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame wins 26-7. So Leahy leads Mum, if you will, 1-0. That year, 1948, Michigan State finished 6 wins, 2 losses, 2 ties. They only lost one other game that year, a squeaker to Michigan. Notre Dame finished 9 wins, no losses, 1 tie, undefeated. Now, they won the national championship, but they didn't play in a bowl. Both Notre Dame and Michigan both finished 9-0. But the common opponent for the two teams was Biggie Mum's Michigan State team. So follow this. While Michigan squeaked by with a 13-7 defeat of Michigan State, Notre Dame won 26-7. So Michigan ended up winning the national championship that year, 9-0, voted number one, and yet Notre Dame, who finished 9-0-1, number two in the AP poll, their one common opponent, Michigan State, and Notre Dame had that decisive win while Michigan squeaked by. 1949, game two of the rivalry, November 5th. At Michigan State, Notre Dame defeats Michigan State 34-21. Leahy now leads the rivalry 2-0. That year, Notre Dame earns the AP poll national championship as they go 10-0. As far as Michigan State and coach Biggie Mum, well, they finished 6-3, but they did give Jim Tatum and his Maryland team their only loss of the season. This was a Maryland team in the late 40s and early 50s that ran an almost unstoppable version of the split T. Like I say, Michigan State gave Maryland their only loss of the season. 1950 rolls around. October 28th, and Michigan State defeats Notre Dame 36-33. Leahy now leads the series 2-1. Michigan State finished the season 8-1, while Notre Dame had an off year. They were 4-4-1. Michigan State's lone loss was to that Jim Tatum Maryland team. So at year's end, the national championship went to Bud Wilkinson and his Oklahoma Sooners. But back then, just to make sure we're clear about this, the AP poll came out with its final poll before the bowl games. So when the bowl games were played, the national championship never changed. So Oklahoma won the national championship. They went on to play in the Sugar Bowl, but they lost to Kentucky that year. And number two, Army, finished 8-0. Again, Michigan State finished 8-1. 1951, playing at Michigan State, Michigan State on November 10th, 1951, defeats Notre Dame stunningly 35-0. Now, Notre Dame only had one other loss that season. This was an uncharacteristic victory. And Leahy now had two wins, and Munn had two wins in the series. That year, Michigan State went undefeated 9-0, and they earned a split national championship. See, Tennessee had the national championship, but they played in the Sugar Bowl, and they lost to Maryland. So, Biggie Mum's team was undefeated, 9-0. They didn't play in a bowl game. But again, Tennessee won the final AP poll national championship. But alas, another selector selected Michigan State. So in 51, Michigan State had a national championship. 1952 was the last game in the rivalry. And this was played on November 15th. Michigan State defeated Notre Dame 21-3 to finish 9-0 on the season. Notre Dame only had one other loss that season. Michigan State won the AP National Championship. They never played in a bowl, and they won it outright undefeated 9-0. Well, 1953 comes along, and it's the last year for both coaches, Frank Leahy and Biggie Mum. They didn't play that year. And it's an awful shame for many reasons. But the most important of which is that Michigan State finished 9-1. Their only loss was a stunning upset by Purdue. Notre Dame finished 9-0-1. Now follow this. At the end of that year, and again, they did not play Biggie Mum and Frank Leahy, but at the end of that year, 1953, Maryland, in the final AP poll, finished 10-1. They played in the Orange Bowl, and they lost to Oklahoma. Now, number two, Notre Dame was undefeated, but they didn't play in a bowl. And number three was guess who? That's right, Michigan State. And they went on to the Rose Bowl to defeat UCLA. So, had that game been played, that last game of the rivalry, which never was played, one of the teams would have earned a split national championship with one of the other selectors. So, how is this for your definition of a great coaching rivalry in college football? You have two coaches. They meet every year for five consecutive years. Now follow this. Biggie Mum had an 84.6 winning percentage. Frank Leahy had an 85.5 winning percentage. More than Joe Paterno, Bear Bryant, Nick Saban, and so on. It is two winning percentages that is among the highest in the history of college football. Now in the midst of this rivalry, this five-game rivalry, the coaches have six national championships, four for Leahy, two for Mum. In the midst of the rivalry, you have one coach, Biggie Mum, that put together a 28-game winning streak, and another coach, Frank Leahy, with a 39-game unbeaten streak. And in the midst of the rivalry, Munn had consecutive undefeated untied seasons, while Leahy had four consecutive undefeated seasons. Find me another pair of rivals that has this pinnacle of criteria, and I will tip my hat to them. Winning percentages over 85%, six national championships, six undefeated seasons, each with winning streaks over 28 games, and I can go on and on. This was the story of Biggie Mum and Frank Leahy, their coaching rivalry. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.